Sabbath blessings, everyone. Is that mic coming in loud and clear? Let me know how's it sound. Is it coming in? I was playing with it a little bit earlier, trying to get this thing going. Oh, thank you there, Sister Mindy. I appreciate you. Thank you. All right, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I hope we're all having a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Sabbath day. Most praises and honor to the Most High God. He is worthy to be praised. Oh, my goodness, the times we are living in now, it is something else. But I am very, very, very thankful, as many of you all are, because people are beginning to wake up. They are asking questions, and just the opportunities that have been presented to be able to talk, to be able to teach, to be able to present present truth has been amazing. It really, really has. It has just going on a tear, especially now with the vax. The vax and the people who are trying to make the connection between it and being the mark, and the preaching opportunities are there. They are there. You can just go online, brothers and sisters, and just do a search in the forums. If you can go on this, social media, those who are on, I'm not on Facebook, but you are, there are opportunities there. But prepare people who are going to be resilient, so to speak. You will come across many, many trolls I have in post. I'm trying to figure out this whole again, and I was totally against it. I went online, tried to set some things up, and I was noticing how they were presenting me with a whole lot of things that had to deal with tarot card readings and stuff like that. I said, no, this isn't for me. My daughter, who is more technically inclined when it comes to things that this generation with the youth, they are, as far as social media is concerned, and she was helping me kind of navigate and kind of block those things out to more make it more user friendly for me, because I was kind of like a little TikTok noob. I had no idea how to use it, but she was helping me kind of navigate it and made it more easier for me to adapt. And sure enough, going on some of these mediums and being able to talk and seeing how they promote more of the vaccine, you can see how the likes are elevated, you can see how the comments are elevated, and you can see, just as Brother Nick mentioned earlier, you go to post some comments about things that are truth, and you can see how quick those comments get removed, how quick they're banned. I mean, just I had it happen to me the other day. I made a post with someone who was promoting the vaccine, and I made a post, and within a few hours, I'd gotten a message from the system admin. I'm sure it wasn't a human. I'm pretty sure it was something to do with an algorithm saying that my post had violated their community guidelines. I read through the guidelines. It had absolutely nothing to do with what I posted. I just simply said, if you take the shot, you're going to die. And they had removed it. And it's happened on multiple occasions. So be prepared. Be prepared as when you do make these posts, be prepared, because now when it comes to free speech, they are looking for ways to remove you, ban you outright, and even report. But hey, as we live in now, that is expected. That is absolutely expected. And I have no problem with that, because believe me, people are looking and they're going to see, like, well, why did you, you know, ban this person? Why did you remove that comment? And they come back and they ask questions. You get questions like, well, what is it about this vaccine? Why are you hesitant to take it? What is the reason why? And those are your opportunities to share. Those are your opportunities to share. Because me and you all here absolutely refuse this thing. There is no way, no how, absolutely no way that thing is going into my arms. You're going to have to take me and strap me down and force it into my arms. by my own free will, that's just not happening. I'm not just going to go willingly into one of these little quarantine camps or to one of these, you know, CVS or Walgreens or Walmart and ask to be under the needle, no matter what incentives, no matter what kind of prize that they want to present, no matter what kind of money offer they want to give. That's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'm sure many of you all here or have made that decision as well, and it's a good decision. It is the right decision. You just do not want to put this thing into your arms. You don't want to put it into your arms. You know, you ask the questions, you do your research, and you know that it is absolutely dangerous. It is. It is. So take advantage of the opportunities when you see them, when they are presented before you, to teach, to preach, and to share present truth, because now it is laid out, and we have a lot of work to do, brothers and sisters. A lot of work. But again, I'm very, very thankful. I'm thankful. Even speaking with my kids, I'm just talking about, you know, being in these last days, and having children. It's kind of hard for them to actually grasp this, because they're coming up and they're looking at their future and they're like, you know, why now? You know, why now? But, you know, God chose you to be born in this present day for a reason. He chose you. He chose you, every single one of you in this room right now, you know, listening, whether it be in the text chat or online. He chose all of you for a reason now, to give you this message, to present it to the world, who has no idea what time it is. They literally have no idea. Just going on about living their daily lives, you know, as Jesus tells us, they're just doing their own thing. They're doing their own thing. They were marrying, giving into marriage. They're building. Just doing whatever they wanted to do, as if, you know, life just carried on, having no idea of the storm that's approaching. They do not know that the Son of Man is soon to return and put an end to all of this madness. But we still have a few prophecies to be fulfilled. So before we go into some of the events that I do want to touch on, we're going to go into a little SOP, very, very happy. I mean, I'm just kind of elated because seeing my kids and, you know, how their garden is progressing, the weather has been awesome. It has. We've had a lot of rain, you know, over the past couple of weeks, but this week has been absolutely great. But the heat has returned. The heat has returned, and it's been some very, very, very hot days. But other than that, the weather has been wonderful. Praise God on that. So, continuing in the devotional here, ye shall receive power. Today is August 14th, 2021, and the title for today is To Build Upon the Foundation. To Build Upon the Foundation. All right, and the key verse here is from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Hold on, I gotta mute those notifications. All right, there we go. And it reads, "And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Let not any man enter upon the work of tearing down the foundations of the truth that have made us what we are. God has led his people forward step by step, though there were pitfalls of error on every side. Under the wonderful guidance of a plan, thus saith the Lord, a truth has been established that has stood the test of trials." And that is the main problem when it comes to this whole COVID thing. I mean, it just keeps going on and on and on and on and on. Nothing is settled. One minute they say, okay, you got to wear the mask. Another minute they say, don't wear the mask. And they say, oh, we got no more social distancing. And they say, oh, we got to go back to social distancing. Then they say, oh, you got to cover your eyes because it could get in your eyes. Oh, now you got to cover your skin It just goes on and on and on and on and on. One mask is not enough. Two masks is not enough. Well, now you got to wear three. You might as well wear the whole box now. One shot is not enough. Now you need two. Now they want a third shot. And even more and more shots are coming down the line. Just be honest and be truthful from the beginning and they wouldn't have this problem. But that's the problem and issue with lies. It's just got to keep going on and on and on and on and on and on and on. You see it all over social media. You see it every time the television is on. So I get so frustrated with TV because it's all they talk about. But they have to keep repeating these lies over and over and over. This clip that Bush Jr. had said, and I've used this clip many, many times. And something he said, and I've heard it so much that I can almost repeat it word for word. Is that he said, when it comes to truth, you have to keep repeating things over and over for the truth to sink in. It's called propaganda. And he's telling these people this, and they're applauding, they're cheering, not knowing that what he's declaring to be truth is an absolute lie. And that goes back to the Smith Month Act. We've talked about that many times, where the government now has a legal right under Obama, changes that he made when he was president, that they have the legal right to lie through you by using the media, using the television, using these mediums to project a truth that they want to present, which is not the truth at all, at all. So as long as you keep repeating these things over and over and over again, sooner or later to the people, they become believable. They become believable. All you got to do now is just say cases are surging in a certain area. And sure enough, you can expect that city to consider going back to mask mandates, to consider mandating the vaccines. It happened even in my profession. For the longest, they presented as an option when it came to the whole mask thing. And Tuesday, one of the managers there had a little morning meeting, and she had a box in her hand. I knew what the box was. The meeting had adjourned, and she said, "Here, catch." And she passed one out to every single person there. And she said, "Oh, there's a rise in cases here in this area. Now we're going to go back to wearing the mask." Well, I looked at it, and they know since I've started working there my stance against it. Even though that some of the other employees were wearing it, they knew that I wasn't going to wear that thing. I said, I'm not wearing this because there is no reason to use it. There is none. It offers no protection. And we've gotten to many, many talks about it. And some of the people that I've had discussions with know when I present to them the case, then they look at it and like, okay, you know what? It doesn't make any sense at all to wear this thing. But because management says so, I'm going to wear it. So by the end of the day, one of my coworkers had noticed. I was like, "Well, why aren't you putting on a mask?" And I told him, like, "Well, first of all, it's about 100 degrees in this warehouse. You put this thing on, you're going to pass out. And second of all, this is offering you zero protection. There's nothing that this mask is going to do. It might make you feel safe, but there's nothing that this thing is going to do. You know, how long have we been working together? Well, about, 8-9 months now? And this has been going on for, a year and some change. Now, you think if this was like a global pandemic of the way they present it, then you would know multiple people within this company that would be dead, right or wrong." I'm like, "Yeah, that's true. Has anyone died? No. Has anyone in your neighborhood died? No. Does anyone that you know personally has died from this virus? No. So what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of?" This is the whole agenda, is the fear. They're pushing the fear against the people. And this is why I don't wear this thing, because I'm showing you, if I wear this, that I'm afraid. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of this. Just as Brother Greg just mentioned, people will be dropping dead all around you. You would be afraid to walk outside. You would be afraid to go outside to go and get the mail if this was that serious as the way they present it. And we're going to see a real one. We're going to see a real one. They've already warned against what they're going to do. We're going to see a real one. We're going to get into that much deeper when we start talking about what this vaccine actually does when it comes to the nanotech and luciferase. When you combine that with the EMF, with the 5G, we're going to see some massive deaths. And it's going to cause a lot of people, especially those who did not receive the vaccine or refuse it, when they see all these dead bodies lying around, they're going to be like, whoa, something serious. And it's going to cause a fear. It's going to cause a panic. But at the same time, we're not going to fear this thing. This is why we got the opportunities to do our research and know ahead of time. So when it does happen, we already know. We already know. Plus, first and foremost, we have a plainly written thus saith the Lord. We're not to fear man. We're not to fear man. We're not to fear what they say, what they present, whether or not through the media, on the television. We have everything, all the evidence, and even more is coming out. The truth behind this entire CV hoax, everything about it. And we're not going to fear it, no matter what variant or scariant they come out with next, whether it be the Lambent or Delta or Delta Plus or this monkeypox or smallpox or this plague or this new Ebola virus that's surfacing in Africa, just more and more and more and more to keep the fear going. And yet, when I walk outside, my eyes say otherwise. And it should be the same for everyone here. There's nothing to fear. They're going to keep pushing it. They're going to keep pushing it. But as long as you stay grounded in your faith and your trust and hope is in the Lord, there is nothing to fear when it comes to this virus or anything they present. Anything. You have to stay grounded in truth. Moving on here. Let me see. Where are they? Throw it off for a second. Oh, second paragraph. All right. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, and thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. And that was Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Those who seek to remove the old landmarks are not holding fast. They are not remembering how they have received and heard. And speaking of landmarks, I mean, even in the schools, I remember when I was coming up in schools, how they would open up in the morning time with a devotion and a prayer. This was every single school day, every single school day. And a lot of the teachers had copies of the Ten Commandments in their classrooms. This was in the 90s. And you can see just how quickly a lot of that has changed. When they no longer do these things in the morning times. And I ask them, my cousins, do they do it? Like, no, that's done. They don't do it no more. Or even in before they have ball games, football games, they would pray. They would kneel in prayer. They would have a preacher come out. And he would pray before they would do the games. But none of that. They just removed it all. So these landmarks, this landmark has been removed. And we see the effects that it's having, not just in the communities, but all over America. Morality is just going to an all-time low. And then when you open up the depths of Satan on the internet, with all kind of ways, all kind of perversity, pornography, all these things, the door of evil had just been swung wide open. Wide open. Wide open because the landmarks have been removed. The landmarks have been removed. Even in the courtrooms, judges were to have copies of the Ten Commandments. That was the staple that they went by. But now the judges have been corrupt. They can be bought. They can be paid for. They can be bribed to swing verdicts in the way that they decide. I mean, we just had a decision that we talked about a few weeks ago with the guy in Columbus who was under some sort of criminal persecution where his condition was going to be altered as far as his sentence if he took the CV shot. From maybe 5 years of prison, they got knocked down to 3 years of probation, and the judge said, okay, I'll give you 1 year if you take the CV shot. And now, not only you have to take the shot, but I'm giving you a time limit to do it. Time limit. Time limit. A lot of these countries are being bought and paid for by the WHO, the UN, saying, okay, we'll fund you, we'll give you the funding, but hey, you have to push this shot up on the people. You have to push this shot. You can see how a lot of these countries are being morally corrupt, being bought and paid for by taking and subjecting their people to the poison, removing the ancient landmark. So repeating, those who seek to remove the old landmarks are not holding fast. They are not remembering how they have perceived and heard. Those who try to bring in theories that will remove the pillars of our faith concerning the sanctuary or concerning the personality of God or of Christ are working as blind men. They are seeking to bring in uncertainties and set the people of God adrift without an anchor. Those who claim to be identified with the message that God has given us should be keen, clear, spiritual perceptions, that they may distinguish truth from error. The word spoken by the messenger of God is wake up the watchman. If men will discern the spirit of messages given and strive to find out from what source they came, the Lord God of Israel will guard them from being led astray. The source, the absolute source of what we're being told, since, you know, CV and the vaccine is like the topic now, the topic for our generation, then it's something that's going to be talked about repeatedly, and whether or not you're going to take it, whether or not you aren't going to take it, and the reasons why you would and the reason why you would not. And there are scores of reasons why people are vaccine hesitant, and rightfully so. The number one fear is death. I mean, you see, the television can only lie to those who are willing to be under its influence. But to others, preferably those with more of a conservative viewpoint, and not the political side version, but rather spiritual, you know, this one centered around the home, family, family structure, natural gender roles, as we were all assigned at birth, you know, not this non-binary, gender fluid, LGBT, none of that stuff. You know, I would imagine all of us share a real conservative view centered around these values. We're all called to study, to try the spirits, to test all things, to prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. And when tests to prove the value of this poison and seeing that there is no value in it at all, it's literally impossible to do this with a TV repeating over and over and over just how safe and effective it is. That's all they're saying. That's all they're saying. Oh, it's safe and effective. Safe and effective, just over and over and over. The truth can only be hidden, but for so long until people become curious as to what the truth really is. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm about to name a list of presidents and the countries that each presided over. and see if you can discover the link between each one. Now, this one here, he is the former president of Burundi. I'm probably going to mess his name all up. I'm not the greatest with pronunciations. Pierre, let me see, Kuronziza. I know I butchered that. But he passed away June 8th of 2020, so it's been a little over a year. And this article, well, I'm going to just read the headline. And this one was right after, well, probably about 8 months after he passed away. His headline reads, Burundi. This was the country that he presided over. It says, Burundi prepared to receive COVID vaccines. And a small excerpt from it says, Burundi is preparing to accept its first COVID-19 vaccines after becoming one of the last countries in the world to embrace them. So one of the last countries to embrace the CV vaccine. All right, now here's another president here. This is a prime minister. His name was Ambrose Dlamini. Ambrose Dlamini. And he presided over Eswatini. And I'm going to read another headline here from his country. His country. So he passed away in 2020. And this headline, or this article, was a few months after he passed away. Eswatini begins the nationwide rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. And it says on 19th of March, 2021, the acting prime minister, because the one I just mentioned earlier passed away, Demba Masuki launched a national rollout of COVID-19 vaccines while also getting his first jab of the AstraZeneca vaccine at the Mbane Male Wellness Clinic. Okay, here's another one. This is Hamad Bakayoko, and he was the former prime minister of the Ivory Coast. He died March 10th, 2021. And here is an article that's going to link him to his former country here that he presided over. Now, he passed away March 10th, 2021. Now, this article was released 3 months later. This is June 25th, 2021. And it says, vaccine rollout in Ivory Coast picks up steam after rough start. Here's a small excerpt. The first doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine arrived in the Ivory Coast in late February. By March 1st, the country started vaccinating people, making it the first in the world to do so through the COVAX initiative, a program led by the WHO, World Health Organization, Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, and UNICEF. What COVAX is doing is to make sure that vaccines are available in quantity and quality to help countries attain herd immunity, stop the disease, and if possible, go back to normal lives we knew before. And that's the thing with the CV vax. That is the thing, is going back to normal. Brothers and sisters, I can tell you right now, it's not back to normal. Absolutely nothing going back to normal. Normal. That's gone because it's all people talk about. It's a very, very sensitive subject, extremely sensitive when it comes to speaking about the CV issue. But that was that one. That's the one we just read there. Here's another one that some of you may be familiar with because this is very recent. This just happened in March. This is John Magufuli. Former president of Tanzania. He died March 17, 2021. What I do remember about him is that he had procured some CV tests. And his administration, they were using the test and they were testing various objects. I remember one being some type of fruit, one being a sheep, I believe something else was motor oil, and a few of these items came back positive for COVID. So this headline, now going back to when he passed away, it was March 17th, 2021. This headline, I'm going to pull it up. Tanzania receives COVID-19 vaccines donated by China. Donated. I mean, just how nice of the Chinese people. Just how nice of them just to go in and bless these people with these CV vaccines. It's China. It's just awesome. That's a hand for China. This is what they did. So the Chinese government has donated various medical equipment and supplies to African countries in the fight against COVID-19. Recently, Tanzania, Zanzibar have received COVID-19 vaccines and syringes from China. I mean, again, just awesome. Awesome of the Chinese people to come in and just donate these vaccines. Not long after their president had died. And finally, we're going to speak about Jovenel Moise. I'm pretty sure I messed that up. But he was the former president of Haiti. And he just passed away last month. Well, passed away, killed July 7th, 2021. So this is very recent. And this headline here follows his passing. So he passed away July 7th, 2021. 1 week later, this headline, Haiti receives 500,000 vaccines donated by the United States through COVAX. Here's a small article, small excerpt from this article. Today, Haiti received 500 doses of the COVID-19 vaccines donated by the United States, by the U.S. I mean, China's so nice. So here comes the U.S. just being just as nice as China and donating their humanitarian aid to Haiti, you know, through the COVAX facility. The country is the fourth in the region to receive these donated shipments, with a total of 4 million doses delivered so far. The arrival of these vaccines is quite promising, and now the challenge is to get them to the people that need them the most, because, as you recall, Governor Andrew Cuomo had made this announcement a few weeks ago of the importance of getting these vaccines into the arms of many Mexicans, many Hispanics, and many African Americans as possible. It's very, very extremely important. So again, how nice and how kind it is of the Chinese people and the United States working along with COVAX to make sure that many of these vaccines are into the arms of these people who are in need. Now, before I move on, there was pretty obvious sarcasm there. Do you see the link there, brothers and sisters, between the articles that I just read and the presidents who were all killed? What a summary. I'm going to play this short video here that's going to summarize what is the reason why every single one of those presidents were killed in their stance when it came to COVID. Because, hey, here we got these countries donating these vaccines. So surely they wanted to make sure that their people were good, right? They wanted to make sure that people was good and receiving the vaccines. So let's see. And we're going to go with the most recent, this being the president, a former president of Haiti, who was who had died or killed July of last year, or July of last month, excuse me, last month. All right, I'm going to play this short video here for you guys.
All right, you see back then, this is part two on why the president of Haiti was truly assassinated. And let me start off by saying this for everybody who was saying, well, he was a bad president, and this is why this happened. The only type of president that the United States don't like is a president that wants to do good by their people.
Helen, so what's going on when it comes to COVID? COVID has taken over the world. What is their case count like? Any plans for vaccinations? What is it like in Haiti?
Surprisingly, Haiti has one of the lowest COVID-19 rates in the world. Haiti has one of the lowest COVID-19 rates in the world. Haiti has one of the lowest COVID-19 rates in the world.
So immediately, this is a news broadcast saying that COVID was almost non-existent. Non-existent in Haiti. So if it was non-existent, then what would be the need of vaccines? What would be the need of vaccines? You know, would that imply that the president there was asking for these vaccines? Why would he need them? Why would they even donate these vaccines to his country if his people had a low COVID-19 rate, a low COVID-19 infection rate?
Scientists are mystified about why, because no one, as I saw firsthand, is wearing a mask. It's the country's constitutional crisis that now has the attention of Washington. More than 60 members of Congress want Moise to reconsider his June 27th election. More than 60 members of Congress want Moise to reconsider his June 27th election, seeking several referendums to voters for major changes to the nation's 1987 Constitution. One potential change includes allowing members of the Haitian diaspora to vote in either front for office. Allowing members of the Haitian diaspora to vote in either front for office.
The Haitians are believing it and adopting that message. True, because it's drilled into their skull. They're giving them food for faith. Drilled into their skull. They're giving them food for faith.
Another example is Haiti. Haiti has been hit by hurricanes several times, and the United States and other countries are saturated with birth control. In Haiti now, any woman, 90% of women at least, can now get access to any kind of birth control they want to, government-funded, but less than 20% of the Haitians have access to clean drinking water. Now try to imagine there being a natural catastrophe in a country like Canada or Australia or France or England. And we go in there and we say to them, we're not going to offer you any kind of aid unless you accept our philosophy on birth control and population control. That will be outrageous. But that's our standard operating procedure when we go to a black country after a catastrophe of some kind.
So, that's interesting. That's extremely interesting. What is also interesting is that Haiti has just been rocked by a 7.2 magnitude earthquake. Now let's kind of backtrack a little bit. He just was elected in June per the new broadcast that we just listened to. He was killed in July. 1 week later, their vaccine is showing up on the island. And now, there's an earthquake. And not just a little small earthquake. We're talking about a 7.2. Now, the people there loved Joel. They loved him because of his concepts. They loved his viewpoints and the things that he was doing for the Haitian people. They loved him. They loved him. And now, you can imagine some of those same people, based on the philosophies that he presented, were still kind of hesitant when it came to the vaccine because, according to the article and what we just listened to, COVID was non-existent in Haiti, non-existent. So what would be the purpose and need for this vaccine if COVID was not even there on the island? No need. Did not the great adversary use weather warfare in a feeble attempt to force Job into submission? He knows that the people in Haiti are not going to succumb lightly to the poison. They're not. I mean, that article went on, that news report went on to say how they were using natural methods to stay healthy, natural methods to purify themselves. You know, using things that God had provided where sickness was almost a non-issue. Non-issue. You know, educating the people on the things that they can use to keep themselves healthy that were naturally provided. Naturally. So the enemy noticed. He knew this. But it was force. Now, why do I say this? Do you recall what happened in the Caribbean in April when a volcanic eruption forced evacuations? I'm going to read this headline. And this is from April 10, 2021. Coronavirus vaccine requirements leave volcano refugees in a lurch. There's a small excerpt from it. Residents of the Caribbean island attempting to flee a volcanic eruption will not be permitted to travel to neighboring countries offering refuge proof that they are fully vaccinated against COVID. They can't even leave with a threat of a volcano blowing up. They can't even leave unless they show proof that they've been vaccinated. They show proof. That is pure insanity. Pure insanity. FEMA, with hurricane season now here in 2021, has said outside of food, outside of water, plywood, generators, and other supplies, the best way to prepare for a hurricane is to make sure you have been vaccinated against COVID. What kind of sense does that make, brothers and sisters? This is the enemy. Compulsion by force. Now, I'm sure those who experienced Hurricane Katrina back in 2005 can tell you all about the things that didn't make sense pertaining to the handling of the people and those who did not evacuate. New Orleans was literally under martial law conditions. The government went door to door, went on a gun grab. And you can probably find a few of the videos that they hadn't been taken down on YouTube. But they went on a gun grab. They were taking guns from people who were okay. They had their food. Some didn't have lights, some didn't have lights, but their houses were literally unaffected by the hurricane. And they were good to go, yet the government went door to door knocking on doors and taking the people's guns. They also went door to door giving people tinnitus shots, or tetanus shots as some want to call it, whom many people have testified later that the shot made them ill and had effects on their skin, making it dry and very hard. Can we not see how the same compulsion by force can be used for any adverse weather event? Even now, they're talking about this new tropical storm that's threatening Florida. How they can use that and intensify it. There are many who have testified, even concerning Katrina, many have testified where in the hours leading up to the actual impact, and even after the impact, They heard explosions. They heard explosions. And people were going up and down the streets saying that the government had blew the levees. They blew them. Compulsion by force. Compulsion by force. And we will see more and more and more of this, brothers and sisters. We have to have the patience and faith of Job to stand fast, because the enemy is going to try you. Going to try you, whether it be through your job, whether it be through the weather, through your family, even your own children. He is going to try you in the end to get you to take this vaccine. One president I did not mention was Andry Nourina Rajoelina. He was the president of Madagascar. He just underwent a assassination attempt. Now, the news has definitely been keeping their mouths shut regarding the situation in South Africa. And the reason why I mentioned the president is because Madagascar and South Africa are neighboring countries, respectively. And a fair amount of trade occurs between them both. But right now in South Africa, there have been droughts, there have been fires, there have been riots. There are businesses being looted, and martial law conditions have been imposed. Citizens have been under curfews. They have been restricted on what they can buy, what they may purchase from the stores, and even who can go in the store and make the purchase. All of that. Compulsion by force. Oh, blue. Oh, the levies. There are a lot of people now who are coming forward. I've seen even a few when I was going through TikTok, YouTube, just doing research, that the government, these are people who were there, who actually went through Hurricane Katrina, actually went through it, saying that they heard loud explosions the day when the hurricane made impact, heard loud explosions, and saying that the government blew the levees. You find out a lot of these things now. Again, we spoke about earlier, truth can only be hidden for so long. Now, God is going to reveal things. He's going to reveal, this is what happened. That's what happened. That's why we're seeing so much cover up when it comes to child trafficking or the pedophilia. These things are being revealed. God is opening it up. On the last days, knowledge is going to be increased. And the sad part about it is you've got the knowledge of good, but we also have the knowledge of evil. Both have been increased. Thanks to the internet. And people are learning so many ways to do so many perverse things. But if you use the internet for this true intention to go in and actually do research in the library, you can find out a host of so much information. And some of you can just go down some rabbit holes. You gotta be very, very careful. Very, very careful. Due diligence when you do your research on the net. But yes, even right now, there are martial law conditions in South Africa. I mean, all of this behind a mask and a vaccine. That's killing people. So going back to the point we addressed earlier, as to why many are hesitant to take this thing. And I'm saying this because these are the same people that have elevated the CV case numbers based on fraudulent PCR tests to detect for a virus that has never been isolated. Germs, viruses, and bacteria live inside your body and are not contagious. I mean, growing up, all the turpentine and castor oil and pine needle tea and a host of non-pharmaceutical medications I received as a child. And even with my own children, when they were sick, it was a rush to go and get this vaccine or to even mask up when my kids were sick. My kids had this illness and that illness, and I'm sitting right beside them, right in their bedside, with them sneezing in my face and coughing in my face, and I'm fine. I'm good to go. I can't even count how many times that occurred, especially early with my daughter, because she received a whole lot of vaccines. I mean, we didn't know, and she was sick often. She was. When she stopped with the vaccines, all that just went away. All went away. I mean, it's occasional or every so often, but not like it was when she was a child. She was younger. But again, I can't even count how many times my kids have coughed on me, sneezed on me, or even as infants when they, you know, had too much milk and it threw up. Can't even count it. And as a parent, you just carry on. And these are your children. God gave us instructions. They gave instructions to priests when dealing with sickness, when dealing with plague, as something literal, something you could physically verify, like a scab or a botch or an itch, and even how to deal with lepers, physically verify to know whether or not someone was sick or not. But with CV, you can give it to someone without showing any symptoms. That makes zero sense. Zero sense. And the solution is a gene-altering vaccine that compromises your immune system and turns your body into a literal virus factor. Literal virus factor. Yeah. The transhuman agenda is alive and well, and vax is a catalyst. In rewriting your genes and your DNA, brothers and sisters, this injection is attacking what they call your VMAT2 gene that some scientists declare is your connection to spirituality, faith, and is referenced as the quote-unquote God gene. Now, I'm not going to say that canon, but I have seen a lot of videos and but they spoke about it. They call it the Fundy gene. And this is what they were using, their methods of attacking that to quote unquote to get Christians to undermine their faith, which would never happen. Those who have full trust in God, no matter what you do, ask Paul, ask anyone when it comes to death in the scriptures. Their faith was hardcore. It was grounded. No matter what you can do to them, they were grounded. They were grounded. So they can sit here and believe they can do this, but it'll never happen. It will not happen. But for most people, when it comes to this shot, they have no idea what they're subjected to. They don't know. They don't know. If you survive this, once you take this shot and you survive this, you will no longer be able to reproduce. What it does is it's going to make you infertile. It's going to make male and females infertile. It's going to have a devastating effect when it comes to women and their ovaries. And if you do reproduce, what you do reproduce will not be good. This is why so many women are having miscarriages after they receive the injection. This shot also has bioluminescence inside of it. After the shot, your veins will glow under certain ultraviolet lights or UV lights. Even the name Luciferus details what the enemy desires, a race to serve Lucifer, even though it's not his name anymore. It has been changed to Satan. But when it comes to a lot of these people who worship the devil, they want to still elevate that name. Brother Nick spoke about it earlier when it comes to the telescope they're using to keep an eye on the Orion Nebula. That's what they call it. It's called Lucifer. They even have TV shows, a Netflix series dedicated to Lucifer and Lucifer worship. Not knowing these people are serving the devil and worshiping the devil. But that name is no longer his. It has been changed. I know it sounds crazy, but again, we are called to study, to prove, to try, to test. Everything I'm mentioning, most of you already know, but it bears repeating. Finally, again, if you survive this, and personally, this is the reason why I believe there are multiple injections, regardless of whether it's the Moderna, the Pfizer, or the J&J shot. One is a placebo. These are the ones that are given to the politicians. They're given to the celebrities. They're given to the actors. They're giving them the saline injections. It's fake shots. They're not getting absolutely nothing at all that's going to affect them. Nothing. It's fine. And they've been caught multiple times on camera saying it's placebo. Multiple times. Or if it's the nanotechnology shot. The nanotechnology shot. That's loaded with nanotechnology and graphene oxide. And if you want to know what graphene oxide does when it comes to that and the combination of magnetics, there are multiple videos you can find online. Just take some people taking graphene oxide and just landing on the table and taking a cell phone, letting it ring, and seeing how this stuff reacts to cell phones. It reacts to cell phones. It literally moves. It's in motion. And can you imagine this inside of your body and what happens when your phone just rings? Or every time you receive a text message, what is going on in your body? I mean, I know something was wrong. You're just putting this cell phone in your pocket. Just put it in your pocket. And you can feel like it heating up. Or you can feel like it's just weird, you know, sensation. It's like, this ain't for me. This ain't for me. This thing is either going to be on the countertop. It's going to be on the table somewhere. But it's not going to be going around in my pocket. It's not. And they've linked many, many cancers depending on the placement where people put their cell phones. They've linked breast cancer with women who place it the cell phone in their bosom. They've linked colon cancer, testicular cancer to males who keep the cell phone in their back pockets. Or they've linked brain cancer because many of the teenagers who spend so much time on their cell phones, keeping this thing right next to their heads, even sleeping with their cell phones, how all these things are linked. Like, you can just imagine now once you receive this injection, what this graphene oxide is doing. What is it doing? And they want to take the same graphene oxide and place it in food. They want to place it in water. They want to place it in every aspect of your life. And what is it? Why is the reason they want people to become magnetized so bad? What is the reason? They want to turn every individual into walking, talking antennas. Everyone. With this shot. Once you take this, you will no longer be human. You will be genetically modified. And once this occurs, you can now be owned by the manufacturer. This is what Brother Nick was talking about earlier. You can now be owned by the manufacturer. Can you see how this will undermine the constitutional rights of anyone that takes the vax? Anyone. Sites like Snopes and Fact Checkers and are all owned and operated by Facebook. And if you're curious about Facebook being owned by the government, just research DARPA and the LifeLog connection, and you'll see that Facebook is simply LifeLog on steroids. All of them. All of these sites try to downplay this Supreme Court decision. Pathology versus mirror genetics, where the United States Supreme Court ruled that you cannot patent human DNA as it is a product of nature. However, at the end of the ruling, because this is how it gets kind of wordy, kind of tricky. You know, it's a 22-page PDF. You can find it online. Just go and type in Supreme Court ruling, April 15, 2013. And you'll be able to find the entire PDF. And I look at it the same way when it comes to the mark. You know, people say, well, it doesn't say that the Sunday laws of mark of the beast. You know, you have to look into the chapter and read it where you look at those who do not receive the mark. Well, why do they don't receive the mark? Because they have the faith of Jesus and are keeping the commandments. So there, when you read this PDF, when you read this whole ruling, you're seeing that the government is saying, hey, naturally occurring DNA is not patentable. It's not patentable. You have to read that whole thing. But when it comes to mRNA, when it comes to cDNA, this synthetic, now you can't be owned. At the end of the ruling, the Supreme Court wrote that if you were to change a human's genome by mRNA vaccines, which these vaccines right now have, then the altered genome can be patented. That means everyone who has had the vaccine is now technically patented. Anything that is patented is owned and comes under the definition of transhuman. All people who are legally identified as being transhuman do not have access to human rights or any rights by the state. So this is how they get rid of the Constitution, brothers and sisters. This is how. People saying, oh, I got a right to bear arms. I got a right to free speech. I got a right to vote. Well, all the government has to say is, oh, did you receive the vax? Oh, yes, I did. Well, now you don't have no rights. Your rights are gone. But what do you mean? And just easily refer to the Supreme Court ruling. Easily. That is because they are not classified as anything 100% organic or human. Therefore, technically, anyone having this vaccine can no longer have access to human rights. There have been a few legal papers discussing this, so there should be some more clarification on this ruling, but as of now, the high court ruling stands. This is truly the agenda for 2030, brothers and sisters. And I will close with this. When they infamously said on that WHO video, WHO or United States, UN video, when they said in 2030, you will own nothing and you will be happy. This is even including your own body. I know I went a little bit over, but if anyone has any questions as far as the links that I shared, I will be posting them in a Telegram or anything concerning this Supreme Court ruling, then DM me and I will send you the PDF. I will send you the PDF. I do have a lot of information about it. Again, it does get kind of wordy when you look into it. It's 22 pages long. It's 22 pages long. But I have that one and another one from Cornell and a few more from other law professors who kind of like explain what this will do. What this will do, the effects that it will have, especially when you're under EMF radiation. I mean, this thing is going to mess people up. It's going to mess people all up. And this is why they want to get more and more and more into your body as possible. They want to come up with more and more of these vaccines, more and more of these boosters. They're already talking about the boosters. The last time I checked, when it came to CDC, they already had 89 more vaccines lined up. 89. This agenda is supposed to continue to 2023. And they're trying to kill as many people, exterminate as many people as possible when it comes to the shots. As many people as possible. The first being willingly, the first being incentive to get them to go and take it. And finally, more and more penalties, more penalties. We see jobs now penalizing people. That's been introduced, taking away $50 monthly from your checks. Now, some people might say that's a small thing. Okay, just $50 a month. But what happens when they increase that to $100 a month? To $200 a month, saying you are now a liability for being unvaxxed. This is going to continue, brothers and sisters. They're going to find more and more snippets to compulse people by force to take this thing. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. In the end, we already know who wins, and the victory has already been won. This is our time, and this is our test. You will pass with flying colors. Don't let any man take your crown. So on that note, Brother Sean, he is ready. He is ready. And I'm going to get ready to get me a little bite to eat and go and see the status of the garden, do like a little walk around and see what the kids got going on out of here. They got some snap beans going. Them things coming up so fast. I mean, they just put some seasoned dirt just the other day and went outside and it was already sprouting. I'm like, man, this is some very fertile soil. But all that rain really, really helped out a lot. It really did. So the okra's coming in. Thought it had some big cucumbers. I mean, man, things are huge. Like, okay, GMO is like, oh, we got some heirloom seeds. We're good. We're good. But they were coming in. Peanuts are out there. So, you know, the crop's doing pretty good. It is. But for the first time, you know, with the children and for them to go out and every day just see on the progress, it's nice. It really, really is. I love it. All right, brothers and sisters, I'm going to get ready to drop my mic. Next Porsche is here. Here's Brother Sean again. Seven blessings. I love you all in God.